Our school spotlight shines on OABCIG and joined by Superintendent Terry Keneally. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
This is your first year as superintendent at OABCIG. If you could tell us a little bit about your background and where you're coming from and how things have been so far.
Well, I'm enjoying being here at OABCIG. It's just a great opportunity and an experience for us, and I believe I'm adjusting relatively well to the change. This will be my 19th year as a superintendent, so I'm familiar with superintendent work, but this is a new school system and new challenges, new issues, and lots of people to meet, and I've been working pretty hard the last couple of months to try to meet people and get to know folks and give them a chance to get to know me in this process. So, but overall, I feel very good about where we are and being here.
And you've been in Hamburg recently, you were telling me?
Yes, this past year I was down in Hamburg, Iowa.
All right. Well, welcome to OABCIG. And what's been going on since school started or anything coming up in the coming days?
Well, we had a great start to the school year. It was just a very positive beginning. We had the teachers come in for a special day of professional development. We brought Kim Bearden in, who is executive director of the Ron Clark Academy in Atlanta, Georgia. And she gave a motivational talk to the teachers notable at the community building there, and it was just well received and just a kind of a great way to kick things off. Then we, with school starting, things seemed to go really smoothly. But in recent time, we had the school board elections on September 8th, and so last Monday evening at our first board meetings, we have our board meetings jointly. We swore in four new board members, two from Otterboat Arthur. Brad Lundell was elected to the board, and Stacy Rash was elected to the board, and incumbent Pat Hofling was reelected to the board. And then they chose Joy Hofling as the new board president for the 2015-16 school year, and then Brad Lundell was named the vice president. On the BCIG side, we had four positions up for election. Two new board members were selected. Ryan Goodman was elected to District 3, and Myra Meek was elected to District 1. And then two incumbents were reelected, Tony Bennett as an at-large member to the board, and Stephanie Conradi was reelected to District 2. And then they chose Stephanie Conradi to be the board president, and Kim Clausen was elected as vice president for the BCIG board. So now on tomorrow evening, we're going to have a board work session to kind of go over our responsibilities and roles as a board and a superintendent, and how we'll work together to address the issues facing the district, and then start talking about goal setting and planning for the future, and what they would like to have me focus my energies on during the course of this school year and on down the road. So that's tomorrow evening. And another exciting thing that's going on that it's just started last week is the building addition to the elementary school in Ida Grove. They're going to be adding 4.5 classrooms and a gym and some locker room space to the elementary in Ida Grove, and that officially was scheduled to begin last Monday. So the contractors and subcontractors have been moving in and getting themselves ready to go with the project. So those are some of the highlights of what's going on at this point in time.
All right, so just to clarify, this evening, Tuesday, is when that board meeting will be going on. Superintendent Terry Keneally joining us, and appreciate it again, Terry, and we'll chat again soon, I'm sure.
Sounds good.
OABCIG, School Spotlight on Mix 101.7.